Hare Krishna, today is the 10th anniversary of this podcast. And not long ago, I was thinking, ooh, when did we start doing this? And today, Manjari sent me an email saying that 10 years ago today, we started. And I sort of had this picture of, because that was when our first sort of technical crises came up. A picture of me doing podcasts in Paris when we were there doing Harinam with a large group of devotees, and Chaitanya Chandra was there, and some things weren't working, and he had to make some adjustments in whatever the program is that's behind all this. She said that I was doing this in New Brajadam temple room after prasadam, which is pretty strange because after prasadam I usually take rest. But that's the fact. And I started the podcast, and I think that we did well with fulfilling the purpose of it in order to be able to communicate and talk to devotees who I'm increasingly or decreasingly being able to personally associate with, having left the UK and only going there say, for 3 weeks a year in January, and also not traveling as much around Hungary as I can. A few years ago, I was shocked to hear that last time I visited Szolnok was 10 years back. I really felt like I need some way to be able to keep in touch. And, well, here's a good example of Yukta Vairagya. Although there are unlimited horrors associated with the internet, but here is certainly a really good opportunity where giving a 10-minute podcast, usually I keep it to that when I do podcasts, sometimes it's shorter, rarely it's longer. It's longer when I put on lectures or something like that. Here's a good example of internet, and probably you're all familiar with the dogs in the background by now when I'm here in Budapest as well. Here's a good example of Yukta Vairagya, because it's really been useful technology to keep in touch with devotees. And when I go somewhere, devotees often really thank me for this facility, and of course it's my pleasure, and they also write me quite often saying how good it is that we can actually keep in touch. And for me, it sort of fulfills one of my obligations of being in touch with devotees, disciples, my devotees who are under my responsibility as GBC, and just acquaintances and friends. Embarrassingly enough, quite a few godbrothers sometimes listen to the podcast. So it really did its job. And thank you for, I think we need to really give a thanks to Nanda Gopur Prabhu, who, from the best of my recollection, has been putting up these podcasts since day one, does it without fail, or when he, for some reason, is removed from internet reachability, then Manjari is the one who takes up that service temporarily. But otherwise, he's there like clockwork, and so we thank him for that. Thank all the devotees who give me encouragement, send in questions. Philippines too. We stopped comments some time back because it was too much to handle. Some of it was too unconstructive for the editors to deal with, and I just didn't have time. Unfortunately, I didn't have time for it. As you know, I'm doing this when I'm dressing Radha Damodar, and I really hope they don't mind. It's for their glorification. And let me make a comment while I'm at that, is that you may not get a full picture of my astuteness, awareness, or consciousness from this podcast, in the sense that I may sound really distracted, and often I notice how distracted I sound on the podcast, and the simple reason for that is because I am distracted. I'm distracted just like right now. I'm putting small, tiny organza flowers on Srimati Radharani, and when I'm focusing on that, then I very easily sort of lose track of what I'm saying. My words start to get incoherent, or just like right now, or I'm stalling here and there. Anyway, all that is not due to old age, but it's due to the mercy of Radha Damodar. And thank you to all the devotees who also give the little donations for the upkeep of this site, although Nandagopa and myself, obviously, and Manjari, this is all voluntary work. But nonetheless, there's a server to maintain, and that costs Lakshmi. And the recorder that I use, the computer, pictures, and other smaller things to which those donations really come in handy. So thank you for that, everyone. And I'm sorry for sometimes the quality of recordings. You know, I'm using this very small Olympus machine. This is in its probably fourth or fifth incarnation. And often I see devotees, either during kirtans or lectures, when they pull out these fancy, super 26 million track recorders. And I think, boy, it would be really nice if we had something like that. The devotees would really hear some quality podcasts. But this thing is so small that it has this advantage that I can take it out anywhere, anytime. No one will notice. No one gets inhibited. It's easy for me to travel with. And so I refrain from overindulging in up-to-date technology. Nothing beats this little Olympus. And that means, obviously, that kirtans aren't necessarily so great. But anyway, at least what we can do, we're doing. And what else did I say in the Hungarian version? Oh, yes. I was just looking at the response to the first podcast. Someone was saying that I hope you put up classes. Well, as you know, I do. I put up classes. I put up other discussions. And listeners, please forgive me for some long hiatus on answering questions. As I've mentioned before, I have sort of a blogger's block on just sort of talking to questions, because I end up talking to myself, and it's not so inspiring. That's why when I can, I try to get Manjari or someone else to actually ask the questions, even if I just have a human there then it becomes a little more interactive, a little more inspirational. It's easier to communicate. Otherwise, it becomes a little challenging sometimes. And we'll continue. Let's see what the next 10 years unfolds. I have, on occasion, put up videos, and while it's not any more exciting to see me talking the podcast and at the same time dressing Radha Damodar, I guess it is part of the modern technology. Although my suspicion is, and of course devotees can correct me if I'm wrong, my suspicion is that it's not as mobile. To hear, you can be jogging, walking, doing so many other things in the kitchen and so on. But seeing, you have to be in front of a screen, at least a telephone screen, and it's obviously means that you're not necessarily doing something else. And how much do you want to keep seeing me dressing Radha Damodar? So that's our celebration of 10 years of podcast. I feel good that I'm able to, at least in this way, serve especially devotees in the UK who I sort of left as GBC resident sannyasi, and I'm able to in this way keep touch with other devotees around the world. Thank you for your support, and Hare Krishna, Jai Radha Damodar, Radhe Shyam.